Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
The gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
I once heard a powerful story about a man who stood as true with such conviction in who he was, he would not be moved. Someone stepped out of the crowd and said, "Are you Martin Luther King?" He said, "Yes, I am," and the well-dressed man spit on him. King took out his handkerchief and wiped the hate from his suit. He gave it back.
Believe this belongs to you. Are you ready, willing to give a love that sets all of us free? You can do it. It takes courage. In a world where it's easy to judge and criticize, can you hold yourself? Can you stand your ground? When everyone else says you've lost your mind. Can you hold your ground when someone spit in your face and say, "I believe this belongs to you"? Because when people do that, that's an act of self-hate. Ooh. But unless you're willing You know, we can stand in that ground, but you must be willing to receive the gift of the goddess, the gift of love, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of compassion. It belongs to us, it begins with us, and in order to see the change, we have to be the change. Because you can't give what you don't have. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You do? Simply because you exist, simply because you're here, simply because you're listening to this conversation, simply because you are tuned in, you make a difference. Even if you don't know it, you don't believe it, you're not quite sure, you're making a difference. You may be making a difference where you're inspiring doubt in people, to doubt what they doubt, to doubt themselves, because sometimes when we doubt ourselves, we open ourselves up to an answer to something deeper. Life is full of all kinds of stuff, and we must be willing to receive, receive the gift of life. And in order to receive, we've got to open up. And that's what we're being called and asked to do. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. My guest is in the house. Happy International Women's Day to all the women that are listening to this radio show right now. All the women that are listening, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being willing to be the expression of unconditional love. To the mothers, to the grandmothers, to those who are alive, those who have made their transition, our ancestors, those who fought, those who gave their lives for this day, this moment, thank you. Thank you for being part of this fabric, the fabric of my life, the fabric of our lives. We weave all of it together, and the weaving continues. Doesn't stop. What we end up with will depend on what we're weaving together now. Are we weaving together separation, judgment, criticism? Are we weaving together unity, compassion, understanding, truth? And truth, being willing to look at the parts of our lives that are just like, oh, that's messy, and be truthful about it. Ah, yes, indeed. More of that to come. More of that to come. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We started the show off with Karen Drucker, the gift of the goddess, the gift of the feminine energy. Oh, I can go so many places for that. The gift of receiving. But I won't. I'll slow down. I'll wait. From the goddess who's waiting in line to do this dance with me. I'm just full. I don't know if you can hear it. To find out more about Karen Drucker, you can go to KarenDrucker.com. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R.com. And then we played Esther Nicholson. To find out more about her, go to her website, Esther, E-S-T-E-R, Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N.com, E-S-T-E-R, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N.com. Quick announcement. Well, first announcement, I want to honor a wonderful woman who is listening on the phone line right now. Today is a beautiful day. It's the day she made her entrance into this planet to say, I am here to make a difference. Lori, happy birthday to you. Thank you for saying yes to you. Thank you for saying yes to life. And all the other listeners, Celeste is on the line. Tanya is in their house.
Welcome, welcome. Tanya, I heard you're doing amazing things. Keep it going, my sister. Joyful Tamara of Joy, Harmony Garden, silent listeners, and those of you listening on the archive, thank you all for being here. What do we need to do next? Announcement, yeah. I'm in that place where I just go with the flow. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions, and we're also inviting you. If there's a woman in your life that you want to honor, somebody who's special to you, it could be a friend, it could be your mother. Maybe you never met your mother. It's possible. Maybe you had an adopted mother. Maybe there's a woman. Maybe there's somebody that touched your life that doesn't even know what kind of impact she made in your life. The number is 347-426-3346. Join the conversation. Join the love. And we're taking your questions also on Ask Life Coach at A fan page. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. You can post your questions there. And if you don't do Facebook or can't get online or for whatever the reason, well, if you can't get on Facebook, because if you can't get online, you can't get to what I'm about to tell you. So you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a Ask Life Coach at a tab there. Just click on that. You find out about upcoming guests as well and past guests. And speaking of upcoming guests, we have Dr. Linda Joy Rose joining us on Monday. She's going to be talking about raw food, fusion living, raw food. But she brings it into a different place. I mean, she's not a fanatic. You've got to eat raw food or you're not going to go to heaven. She brings it from a different place, helping us balance body, mind, and spirit, because that's really what it's about. When we're balanced, we can express that sense of balancedness, if you will, to others. And then on Tuesday, we have Carmen Hara joining us. She's talking about embracing the sacred unity of humanity, the things that join us together. That's what we need to move forward. It's happening. And then, of course, we have on Wednesday, Transforming Grief. Let's go to the calendar. That would help. We have Everyday Enlightenment. Is it? Yeah, I don't know. Look at the calendar, man. Look at the calendar. Your mind is taking a break, and your heart is speaking right now. let's see. Let's go to the calendar. Yeah, it's Everyday Enlightenment with... Oh, this female. Yeah, that's a good way to celebrate Women's History Month. Yeah, I love it. And yeah, so we have Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grail bringing their truth, their wisdom, their experience. And then on Thursday, we have a surprise for you. Either way, it's going to be a surprise. There are things we're working on. Well, it's time to bring on my guest for today. She's been waiting patiently, and thank you for waiting patiently, Jenny. Just moving in a different vibration. And okay, let me do this. I know Lori will. Let's see, Lori. Lori, bear with me for a minute. Let me bring on Jenny and then I'll bring you in, okay? Great. Thank you for being understanding. Let me pull this up. And let's go here and read a little bit about Jenny. I mean, it's actually, you know, everybody that I bring is a little bit, but Jenny, she is a woman who does it all. But she makes it sound like she's hardly doing anything. you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let me read a little about Jenny. She's right here. Jenny is happily, I love that. Yes, people need to hear more of that. Jenny is happily married to her. Get this, I love this. Is happily married to her best friend. That makes a difference. Oh, Lord. When you're married to your best friend, you don't have to worry about anything else. Religion, spirituality, what they say. You're with your best friend. An interesting name to God. If you replace... Okay, I'm having a moment here. Jenny, bear with me. His name is God, G-O-R-D, right? If you put an L, it becomes Lord. If you take out the R, you go God. I see why he's your best friend. And they have two small pets. One, the dog is called Utah, and the cat is called Keller. Jenny is a writer, editor, photographer, social worker, entrepreneur, arts promoter, nature lover, and travel enthusiast. She is the creator of Wonderful Woman Week. She was inspired to create a celebration in honor of International Women's Day. She felt that there was an alarming lacking of community effort or interest to make the event sufficiently. So, in true Jenny style, she makes things happen. She went ahead and did it. And said, Taffy, who is a store manager, I got something to do. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome. All right, calm down, y'all. Ain't time yet. Help me welcome my guest. they're excited. Help me welcome my guest, Jenny Cressman. Hello, Jenny. How are you doing?
Hi. Well, you're making me blush.
Well, that's good. That means you're feeling all warm and inspired and loved up. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to Life Conversations Radio, and thank you for your patience. And I'm just going with the flow.
Yeah, well, thank you for inviting me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, I've read a tiny bit about you. There's several websites we're going to refer people to. There's so much more about you that we can read and talk about. But I want to ask you, from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Jenny Cressman?
Who am I? That's an ongoing question. I don't think the answer is quite firm yet. I am an evolving person. I'm always growing and changing. So you captured the essence of me in your introduction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. It's an ongoing question. It goes on and on. And I think we're asking ourselves that question as human beings. Who are we? Why are we here? And I'm grateful for times like this, the International Women's Day, for us to ask that question. So, well, let's jump in. So you created something called Wonderful Women's Week. Tell us about that.
Well, last year was the centenary of International Women's Day. And when I looked around at my home community in Muskoka, there just really wasn't much going on, and I just thought that was a crying shame. So I decided to do something about it, and I used my store, Revive, as the vehicle for promoting women's issues, and we raised some funds for some local women's sexual assault services, and we just had a lot of fun doing it. We had a YouTube moment where we had people hold up signs identifying a wonderful woman in their life, and you can see that on our website, revivestore.ca, and it was just so much fun that we decided to grow it from there and take it out into the entire community and the world. So last year we planted the seeds for Wonderful Women Week, and this year the saplings are sprouting everywhere, and it's wonderful.
So you said when you looked around, you realized, you know, there wasn't a lot being done. What did you want to see that wasn't happening?
Celebration. I wanted to see women being celebrated more fully, because it's an opportunity, I think, to raise awareness about issues that affect women and to just get people talking. And I think that's maybe the biggest thing, is that people aren't talking enough about woman abuse and violence against women. It's going on behind closed doors, but it needs to be brought out into the public. So by having Wonderful Women Week timed with International Women's Day, it gives us an opportunity to celebrate, but also to talk about important things and work toward making changes.
So what about people who would say, well, yeah, you're right, Jenny, this is an ongoing conversation and we're working on it, and lots of organization, but, you know, this is International Women's Day. It's about celebration. It's not about talking about it doom and gloom. Why can't we just focus on the great things that are happening? What would you say to that?
Well, I think we need to do both. I think Wonderful Women Week is a combination of things. It's an opportunity to gently raise awareness, celebrating, doing happy stuff, but also talking about what really needs to change to improve lives for women and, in essence, for everyone, really, because, you know, if you start with one place, it'll make things better for all people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That saying, when we start, one place makes things better for all people. And sometimes I find myself, actually, I had a crazy thought this morning. I share with you, you know, it's like, and it goes in line with what I'm about to ask you too. I was looking at some of the books that I have that I've read from teachers and what he talks about. It's the same thing. It's about healing. It's about wholeness. And I just had this crazy thought, like, why are we even talking about this? When are we going to get it? What else do we need to learn? What else do we need to learn that we don't know already about humanity, about what makes us human? What else do we need to learn about love? And I find myself saying, why am I even doing this show? What's the point? You know? And for me, it's important for us to ask questions that help us go deeper. And I find myself in the same light thinking, why are we debating what a woman's right is, or we're still having to not get the abuse that is happening, the injustice that's happening, and how we keep women away from different things, from politics, and, oh gosh, I don't want to get too political on this, but the whole idea of men talking about a woman's body, and it's, what would it take for us? And I don't even want to say men, because it's not just men, because, you know, they're females who think, you know, in order to be successful on this planet, you have to act like men too. That's a whole different. But what would it take? Please help me. I'm having a moment here. What would it take for us to really get it, that it's about all of us, and it's about all of us? What would it take?
It's about equality. It's about equality. I think that's what it comes down to in the end, is woman abuse is really a lack of equality for women and men. And I know in lots of other circles, equality has been talked about, but I don't think it's been fully talked about in regards to men and women, and it should be, because that's really, to me, the root of abuse and violence against women, is that some men, not your lovely listeners, I'm sure, but some men do not understand that women are their equals. If you felt that someone was your equal and your peer, then you wouldn't be as inclined to abuse them and hurt them. So that's what we need to do, to raise awareness, to talk about it, to bring it out of the closet so that people understand women and men are equal. And it would be a much better place if the world would be a much better place if we all understood that. And people just don't get it yet, Ade.
Let's talk about equality, and I want to come back to hurting your partner, hurting your sister, your wife, your mother, but let's talk about equality. How would you define equality? What is it?
Seeing the next person as the same as you, as no better, no worse. Different problems, maybe different strengths, different weaknesses, but the same, you know, seeing people in a balanced way.
It's, it's what you're saying is, just what I said earlier at the beginning of the show is, unless we can connect with that sense of balancedness within ourselves, it's hard to see it in other people. And I want to go, you know, this is my work is about going to the root and looking at what causes, let's look at a man here, to be abusive to his wife, to his girlfriend, or, you know, what causes that. And for me, I really believe in order to hurt somebody, to inflict pain on somebody, you must be in pain as well, or else you won't even have access to inflict that on somebody else. And,
sure,
and
yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to go.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I think that's absolutely correct. That a lot of in my work, and I've worked nearly 20 years in the field of women's shelters and working with women who are abused, sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly. But in my experience through that, and what I've observed elsewhere in society, is that the men who are doing the abuse and violence against women are wounded individuals. They are not whole people. They need to do a lot of healing themselves. And abuse often happens, whether it's woman abuse or child abuse, because that person is trying to elevate themselves by putting the other person down, by abusing them, or verbal and emotional abuse includes put-downs of the other person. So It's really a tricky thing, I think, to change all of that, because a lot of people don't want to admit or understand that they are wounded individuals, that they need to work on their own healing.
Right, right. And so in order to even start changing that, we have to change how we raise boys. You know, we got to teach them to take responsibilities for their feelings, not say, oh,
sure, change how we raise both boys and girls.
Indeed.
Because there are a lot of little girls that are learning, unfortunately, that they should just take it, that they're not as good as the boys, and we need to raise them to be equals.
And I think even though as gut-wrenching as this might be, well, I have to speak for myself, sometimes when I think about it, it's just too much, but I also believe that it's a reflection of what's happening to us in our evolution process, that we're still learning to be with ourselves. I mean, most countries believe in order to get peace, we got to fight for it. It's got to be war. We got to use war to get peace. And anything that you fight to get, you got to fight to keep it. You know?
Yeah, I think violence begets violence.
So true. And you can't send someone to fight for peace and expect them to come back and be loving and compassionate, because it takes something to kill another human being. And I believe, I mean, I don't even say that from a judgmental perspective, but I'm so grateful that this lifetime, you know, I was in that arena, but I believe something in me tells me that you can't kill another human being without a part of you dying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you can rationalize it, but there's a part of one's soul and consciousness that dies when you take another's life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I was raised a pacifist, and I certainly believe that wholeheartedly, what you just said, that, you know, it diminishes something in yourself to kill or hurt another person. And, you know, it's interesting that you brought up war and violence in that way, because there's a book called War on Women by Brian Valley that it was pivotal for me to read that, because he's talking about the war that is going on against women behind closed doors in societies all over the world. But he says, compare the raw numbers. In the period of 2000 to 2006, 7-year period, 4,588 U.S. soldiers and policemen were killed by hostiles or by accident. But in that time period, more than 8,000 women, nearly twice as many, were shot, stabbed, strangled, or beaten to death by their intimate partners in their lives. And in Canada, we're not any better. In Canada, 101 Canadian soldiers and police officers were killed in that 7-year period. More than 500 women, nearly five times as many, met the same fate. And he goes on beyond that and includes the death on September 11, that horrible hate crime. And he said 1,037 on-duty firefighters die in the United States, and add that to the military and law enforcement deaths and the 2,300 civilians who died on 9/11. And the total is still less than the number of women who were murdered by the men in their lives. And that's why we need to talk about it, because people are not getting it, how serious this issue is, how many women and their children are being affected by violence.
So it's really about awakening. It's an awakening to, I mean, I think of when what a woman representing the feminine energy. In the Western world, we don't really, you know, we're learning to embrace the feminine energy. And we have a way of killing the expression of femininity. You know, somebody showing emotions, you know, this is corporate America, I can't show my emotions. You know, why are you crying? Stop crying, it's going to be okay. Oh, you're too sensitive. So we're really afraid of that part of ourselves. And until we learn to embrace it, until we learn to embrace tears, emotions, and knowing it belongs, that all of it belongs, I think this is going to be ongoing. Well, you're listening to Ask Life Coach at AdamLifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. How are you honoring yourself today, ladies? How are you honoring your mothers, your grandparents, your aunts, people who, maybe somebody who's a mentor? We're taking your call, 347-426-3346.
We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, so you can post your questions on there, or you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com if you don't do Facebook, and post your questions there. And let's see, what else do I need to tell you? A lot going on in my head and in my heart right now.
Well, I'd like to hear from you, Ade. Who are you celebrating? Who is a wonderful, inspirational woman in your life?
It's interesting. Put me on the spot, why don't you? Take me back to my heart. You know, the person that comes to me, and I talk about it a lot on the show, it's two things I'm going to say. One is, well, anyway, the first one that comes to me is Oprah. What her story inspires me and how, you know, she started off. And who would have thought this woman who grew up at the time that she did would be one of the most recognizable and black woman and powerful black woman in the world? I mean, that's really, it's powerful on so many levels. So for me, it shows me the power of the human potential. When you have a dream, when you're here for a purpose, when you have a reason, you stick to it. Now, the other thing is, one of the things that I'm thinking about myself when I hear people talk about their mothers, there are people who talk about their mother or their father, but we're talking about International Women's Day. My mother, I think of my mother, and when she was around, the way I would have described my mother is as someone, I experienced my mother as nagging me. So that's the first thing that usually come up for me when I think of my mother. And maybe transition has a way of having us reevaluate our belief system, but I know for me, now that she's made her transition, every day I get to see something that I hadn't seen before, something that I didn't see, and how she kept going no matter what. My mother, when she set her mind on something, she get it done. I mean, my mother, even in her 70s, when she was in England, she would get on the bus, get on the train, and places that she goes, people in their 30s are like, oh, I'm too tired, I can't do it. But my mother had a way, she had a way of never giving up. While I was younger, there were things that I judge and criticize. But when I reflect on her life now, she was committed to her spirituality. She was committed to making things happen. And all of that lives in me. So those are the two females that come up for me right now.
Wonderful, yeah. Strong women.
Yes. Let's
and
take
I think
a break.
Sometimes. Men are afraid of women being strong. They're afraid that somehow that will diminish them, but it doesn't. Everybody can be strong together and united, men and women equally. It creates a stronger society overall.
And I want to pick up when we come back, men being afraid of a strong woman, because I think that's really what it is, because we're raised as men, as boys growing up, that we're strong. So if we experience, I'm globalizing here, but if we experience another woman who's strong, you may threaten our own strength, like, oh, no, I'm the man. I'm supposed to be strong. But we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take some calls as well. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And do share the show right now with your friends on social network pages. Just let people know and call in, share. Maybe you have something to share. Maybe you want to talk about your mother. Maybe you didn't get on with your mother. Or maybe you thought your mother was a nagger, like I did. And now you get to see a different side of her. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Zammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
To the community. I want you to play when I tell you to play, okay? Welcome me here. We got a show to do. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, official time. And every now and then, you can have another extra minute or two or three. At 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment coming up. And with Celeste Morgan, so stand by. We're having a conversation. We're celebrating women. We're celebrating the International Women's Day. We're celebrating the feminine energy, the goddess energy. And call in 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And, who do you want to honor today? And, ladies, most of my listeners are females. What is it about you? What is it about you that you admire the most? I'm putting all these ladies on the spot now. And the men who are listening, what is it about females that you admire the most? What is the struggle that you've gone through? Honor yourself. Call in. Maybe you want to tell your story. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. My guest is Jenny Pressman. And to find out more about the Wonderful Woman Week, you can go to her website. It's wonderfulwomanweek.blogspot.com. You can find a lot more about her work, and then we're going to share some other websites of where she was at the shelter. Jenny, before we talk about the strength conversation, before we go more into it, let's take some calls. Let's go to Lori. Lori, who's a mother, and I honor you, my sister friend. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you, Ade. Today, I called to honor you. Hello, Jen. How are you? I love you guys so much. But today, Ade, I called to celebrate you for my birthday. I just thank God for allowing him to use you the way that you do. And I just want you to know, my brother, I wanted to have lunch with you at the park. And I walked around the pond, and I enjoyed the scenery, and I released a lot of stuff at this park today. So I'm celebrating the releasing of things that don't belong to me, and I thank you, brother, for relighting my candle so that I can shine in the light that God wants me to be. I love you so much for that.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, that's the gift of a woman when we allow a woman to be who she is. Thank you, Lori. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Tanya, let's go to Tanya. How are you doing, my sister friend?
Hello, Ade.
Hello, Tanya.
And I want to say hello to your guest.
Yep, Jenny's listening. She can hear you.
Hello.
Feel free.
Hi. Today I'm going to honor, I want to honor my not only my mom, but all the women. I want to honor them. I just want to say about my mom, you know, rest in peace. I know she's okay. Took me a while to get to the point to know that she was okay, but that's because I wasn't embracing me. And what I want to really celebrate today, I want to celebrate forgiveness. I'm able to forgive now, and I'm also able to forget. And I think I had to embrace the forget part because I was forgiving, but I was remembering too much. Mm. So it took me some time to be able to say, I forgive you and go on. We can start over. And me not keep in the back of my mind that you're going to hurt me again. Mm. Just to flow with it. And yeah. If it does come again, that's okay. That's on you. I'm not going to hold you in bondage waiting for you to do something to me. And I want to honor my daughter. My daughter had both of her kids by the age of 17. I'm not condoning it because I thought she was too young, you know, but I honor her for being the mother that she is, and she was a young mother. She completed high school. She went back to school. But in the same token, you have to have a family, a strong family foundation, because she was a teenager. So, of course, I had to help. Everybody had to help. Mm-hmm. And just the thing of us not judging her or defining her through what we saw in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to celebrate today, just me embracing just everything, whether it's good, bad, or whatever. I know God is going to work it out for me. It may not come when I want it to, but he's going to work it out to my best. And I want to also embrace men like you that are starting to embrace their feminine side, because I really think that that's what's wrong. I know in my marriage that's what was wrong. And I know it takes, you know, they say a woman can't raise a boy to be a man. That's fine. I understand that. But I can raise my son to have humanity. And his first relationship with a woman is with me. So I have to lead him and show him how he is to treat a woman by respecting me. And if he respects me, he will respect them. And he knows what will happen if he does not respect them.
But
we have to raise our girls to be respectful, too. We have to raise our girls. I just told my daughter, we were talking the other night, and then I'm going to go. I was like, we're always asking for men to stand up. We want our men to stand up, black, white, whatever. We want our men to stand up. But when our men stand up, sometimes we knock them back down. You know what I'm saying? We knock them back down. And we have to realize that sometimes, you know, I've noticed when men are trying to share their emotions with you, a lot of times we cut them off and they close up, so they don't share it no more. So we have to give them the opportunity that maybe they're not flowing to the same beat of us, but they're flowing to their beat, and eventually we'll go in tune together.
Thank you, Tanya. I mean,
thank
part
you.
Of what you're welcome. What you're sharing brings up that conversation around strength again, because it comes in many ways. I wanted to talk about the strength of community when you talked about your daughter having both her children under the age of 17 and the whole thing of asking men to stand up and knocking them down. But I want to take strength to a whole new level. But before we actually go there, let's continue the conversation, Jenny, that about strength, men feeling that they're stronger, or they're just more powerful than a woman, and they think they can misuse it. Can you talk more about that, Jenny?
Sure. And I just want to comment on what Tanya said, that I think you and other men who are in touch with their feminine energy, the feminine side, is really important. And what we were talking about earlier, having a balance in one's personal life with emotions and strength and so many things. Each person has to have a balance in order to move forward toward equality and to empower women and men both. Having strong men and strong women is important. We all need to recognize that each person has different strengths and in each person's contribution is valuable. And, you know, we need to stand up, not just men, but women too. We need to stand up, stand together, and say, let's work together to find peace, to stop abuse and violence in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think part of it sometimes is we afraid to confront the mess, because that when you talk about abuse, that energy is very heavy, and we just don't want to address it. It brings up our own heaviness. It brings us our own sadness, our own insecurities, our own pain, and we somehow believe that if we don't talk about it, it will go away. No, it won't. What it does, it becomes part of our DNA, and we start living it out, and it's acceptable. Yeah. And it becomes, well, what must we do? What must we do? I mean, this whole thing about strength. And it's not an easy thing. I think it's about awareness, and it's an individual thing as well as a collective effort. And we've got to support ourselves. We've got to support females as they're learning to define themselves. We've got to support men as they're learning to define themselves or just to know themselves. And I think when we have a better understanding of who we are, there's no need to inflict pain on somebody else. Or even if that trigger comes up, because all of us can say there's been time we've had a disagreement or argument with somebody, and I feel like slapping somebody. Now, as I'm saying, I'm thinking, okay, now be careful, you're putting the energy out there. But it doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Because,
part of reality.
Even speaking about violence is giving it more recognition. You know, it's sort of the same route as, I mean, using phrases like that, I slip sometimes too, but I'm really trying to be more aware of my language, because it's sort of like when people were fighting racism more actively at the time when that was needed. It's still needed in many places now, but I remember people saying, if you hear a racist joke or a put down of someone, stand up and say, that's not right. Don't laugh along. And that's something we need to do regarding equality for men and women now and ending abuse and violence. Don't just laugh along to a joke. Don't wear a T-shirt and call it a wife beater. That's not appropriate.
I know that is right. I had a conversation about that. I said, I don't like that idea. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, stand up. I mean, that's stand up and talk about it. Talking about something is the first step toward making change. If you talk about it so it's not a secret, you gain understanding through your conversations, through your life conversations, that is a big step towards greater equality, towards making the world a better place, just talking about it.
Let's talk about it. You work at a shelter, and I'm going to take a Muskoka?
Muskoka Women's Advocacy Group, and there are two shelters that this organization operates here in Muskoka.
And one of the slogans is working to empower women. Mm-hmm. What do you do there to empower women, especially, you know, they talk about the abused woman syndrome, where it becomes, well, I know he loves me. And it's not just, you know, it's not just in a heterosexual relationship. I'm sure it happens in the same-sex relationship. But it's like this whole thing where we feel we're being abused, or someone who is being abused feels stick around, and they convince themselves that the person abusing them loves them. How do you empower a woman to really see her power, to understand that she does not have to be abused, or abuse is not a form of love?
Well, it's conversations, actually, talking with the women about what's going on in their lives and helping them to see options so that they are empowered to make their own choices, but they have a fuller understanding of the dynamics in an abusive relationship, so they will hopefully make choices that are healthier. If they have a better understanding of what's going on, then they'll be able to make better choices. So that's part of it, education. And talking is really so important. It, you know, on the website that we have, the www.mwag.ca, there's a lot of good information there about abuse, about myths that people don't understand regarding abusive relationships, and lots of internet resources and uplifting positive quotes, but thinking about some of the myths that people have about abusive relationships, and it often starts very early in high school or in younger women and men in their relationships, saying, oh, he's so jealous, that means he loves me. No, it doesn't mean he loves you. He may love you, yes, but the jealousy is really a sign that he wants to control you. He wants to know where you're going, what you're doing all the time, because he wants to take over your life. It's about power and control. You know, when it comes to abuse, that is a huge, huge piece, power and control over another person. And that's why, again, raising women up to the level that men are seen at in society, helping them to understand they are fully equal partners in the world, makes such a difference. Nobody has power and control, or nobody should have power and control over another person. You're equal partners, sharing, taking turns, taking the lead. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And that brings up other thoughts for me. And I want to talk about that. We're going to take it's time for celestial moments. But when we come back, what I was thinking, when you were talking, I was reminded of a quote by Gandhi, and it said something along, forgiveness is for the strong, or is not for the weak, or something like that. But what I got from that is, for somebody who's willing to forgive, or who's going to embark on that journey of forgiveness, there's some strength. They've realized, they've found their power, they recognize who they are, that's why. But someone who's weak, who's suffering, can't get to that place of forgiveness because they're too much in pain. And after a celestial moment, I wanted to talk about, you know, from your experience, not just from the shelter, but the work you do, you're so multifaceted, you do a lot. What can mothers do to support their daughters now? Because they're mothers who are still dealing with unresolved issues with their parents, with their mother, you know, and some of that kind of just spills into how they raise their children. And I also want to talk about mothers can't raise a boy. I totally disagree. I think a mother can raise a boy perfectly. But we'll talk more about that after Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And, yes, Celestial Moment is now, not next. It's actually now. Let's go to Celeste Morgan for Celestial Moment. There we go. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing? Oh, let's try this again. There we go. Okay.
Great. And hello, Jenny. Hello, Ade. Happy International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, powerful show.
Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. Good afternoon, family. Happy full moon in Virgo. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. It's Thursday, March 8th, 2012. Add the date, and we get 2023. Add 2023, and the energy of the day equals 7. The seventh letter of the alphabet is G, and words like gracious, guidance, and goodness connect us to the magical power of 7. This is the number for the deep thinker. The number 7 is a spiritual vibration. 7 people are not very attached to material things. They are introspective and generally quiet, ruled by Neptune. 7 is the chariot in tarot, which connects to victory. We wisely use our personal power and power of choice to do our good work in the world. The chariot is connected to the Cancer astrologically, the mother, the nurturer. Our 7th chakra is our crown chakra. This chakra represents a liberation, bringing great knowledge, deep understanding, inner wisdom, and a connection to the highest state of enlightenment and spiritual growth. It represents union with the higher self, the cosmos, the divine. Today, we are going to put the spotlight on the spider from the medicine cards. The spider's number is not 7, it's actually 43. But when you add 4 plus 3, you get 7. So here we go. Who didn't fall in love with Charlotte's Web, the story about the little piggy who could read words in the spider's web in the book? Spiders have powerful gifts for men and women, but what it most gives us is an amazing example of creativity. To Native Americans, the spider is the grandmother. In India, it's associated with Maya, the weaver of illusions. Either way, our lives show us how we are weaving our lives through the words we use, the thoughts we think, and how we treat ourselves. we can't help but treat others as we treat ourselves. So let's be sure that we're being good to ourselves and each other. The web of life reminds us of eternal connections as our stories unfold with and for each other. Let's start with a journal today, if we haven't maintained this practice. Let's get to know our neighbors today and see the women in our life as our sisters. It's not just about biology. It's about how we share our love. We have our own web. We are always becoming each other. We are one. And that's the story of Seven, told through our friend the spider. All is well. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're taking your questions or comments. Maybe there's a woman in your life, or you want to honor your mother, your aunt, your adopted mother would be your mother too, but or maybe somebody you've never met, but their life inspires you. 347-426-3346. Maybe you need a boost of inspiration from Jenny. Jenny was a woman who saw things, something needed to be done, and she did it. And she came up with Wonderful Woman Week. And it takes a lot to start something and keep it going. No joke.
Well, I've had help.
And thank God for help. What's going on here? So let's talk about this. You know, I really believe that when we have whatever it is, Black History Month, Women's History Month, all the months that we have, it's about awareness, but particularly when we're talking about human relationship. It is about inspiring change and sharing wisdom experiences that will help us be what we envision. And I was asking you earlier, you know, you and I talked yesterday, but I really believe that you don't have to be a mother. You don't have to have children or a father to be able to have an idea of what it takes to raise a child, because all the points of view come together to support the growth of the community. And I was saying before Celestial Moment that the mothers raising daughters right now, part of their parenting skill, it's a spillover from how they were raised, or their anger, or their disconnection to their mother. From your work and what you know, what you're seeing, your wisdom, what would you share with mothers? What would you share with people who are not mothers, who are in in a place of power, if you will, power in the sense of influence, with young women? What would you share with them? What needs to be known? What do we need to be aware of?
I think it's really, you know, being confident in yourself. Learning that is a challenge sometimes, but everyone has the right to make their own choices in life and to educate themselves and talk about issues and learn, and then they'll be able to make better choices. Eleanor Roosevelt, a quote from her springs to mind: nobody can make you feel inferior without your permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, people understand that you are in charge of your own feelings. Young women, young men, children growing up, just empowering them to understand that they can do whatever they choose to do and have confidence in themselves. And you mentioned Oprah Winfrey earlier, and a quote I like by her is, follow your instincts. That's where true wisdom manifests itself.
So true. What about the idea, some people believe a woman can't raise a boy to be a man? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's crap.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say rubbish, but yeah, crap. But shut up. Thank you.
I think a woman can raise a boy to be a man, and a man can raise a girl to be a woman. I think it's about looking at the heart and soul of a person, not the physical sex, not the body, but looking at what's inside, at the core of the human being, and connecting with that and empowering that part of the person, whatever sex they are, whatever sex you are.
Indeed. I mean, because we were talking about equality earlier. I mean, even that becomes, you know, to actually say, it's actually an insult to tell a woman you can't raise a boy to be a man. I mean, if a man is not around, what's she supposed to do now to think I have a problem because I don't have a man? I think that's just ridiculous. Okay, but I'm going to not go too much on the tangent. I'm just so glad how you put it. It's crap. It is. And I think those kind of ideas we need to just debunk. It doesn't make any sense. It's like when we think of a child's spirit, their heart, and we instill that love into them, and we remind them that they're unique as well as powerful, as well as a creator, an expression of the creator, God, whatever name you want to call it. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen people who are in the limelight. They only had their mother around, and they thank their mother for being the kind of man that they are, or, you know. And I think as we begin, and I think we're moving towards that, to honor the feminine energy, to honor all of life rather than one
and
better. Go ahead.
Equality and honoring the feminine also brings up to me an F word. There is a new F word, if you're not aware of it, feminist. A lot of people don't understand that to be a feminist is really to support equality, and that women and men can be feminists, because it's all about seeking greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes and raising women up to the same level as men. So embrace feminism and the F word.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Are you an F word?
Oh, yes, I'm an F word all the way live, because I believe that if one is not, what's the word, if one is not feeling complete and whole, then I'm going to get, it's going to affect me, because we are really one. And I think until we recognize and honor one another, we're all not complete. There's no there to get to. You know, there are those of us on a spiritual path, and we're trying to get there. We're trying to be happy. But if there's someone in your life that's struggling, I believe that we start off being dependent as children, and we get to a phase where we're independent, but the ultimate goal is to be interdependent. We need each other. We need each other. And until we learn that interdependency, it's going to, I stand on my own. I'm independent. Oh, no, you're not. The fact that you can talk, you're not even doing it by yourself. You know, the fact that you have food in your house, you know, someone has to plant the food, the seed, someone has to put the seed in the ground. We're all dependent on one another. So to think, you know, feminist, I mean, anything could be taken out of context. And I think the more we understand life, the more we understand ourselves, the easier it would be to receive what is being birthed, to receive new ideas, to receive the idea that we need each other and we're equal, and that a man is not better than a woman is not better than the other. I want to ask you this, because this question has been going around in my head. When did the International Women's Day start, and what was the idea behind it?
Okay, International Women's Day started actually 101 years ago.
Wow.
It was started as a movement. Let's see, the first one was in 1911, on March 18, actually, and that was marked by over a million people in mostly Europe, Austria, Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, after there had been a social uprising. There was an international women's conference in 1910, and they agreed at that meeting that they would declare International Women's Day. So the following year, in 1911, the first one was declared and honored. And later on, as women, you know, grew stronger and people still needed more recognition, the UN ultimately declared International Women's Day and set the date on March 8. And there's history on the website. Even Wikipedia will have lots more in depth. But it really started as a socialist movement, in effect, and grew then to be recognized by the UN. I think it was 1977 when the UN declared International Women's Day on March 8.
So as we get ready to release the show, the woman you work with at the shelter, what is a common theme amongst them? What do they want
What are they asking for?
To be recognized, to be seen, to be able to make their own choices and not told what to do, to have options, to just have recognition that they're valuable.
Mm. And isn't that just what all of us want, need, desire, you know,
yeah.
to be recognized, to know we're valuable and be seen and be appreciated.
Yeah, yeah. It's needed everywhere in the world, that's for sure. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's interesting how the whole issue keeps coming up for me in different places and ways and in interactions with people. And it's everything is connected. It's really, you know, we are all connected and we all need to be strong and help each other be strong in order to have a better world to live in.
Yes. Let me ask you this. In your bio, talks about, you know, in true Jenny style, you realize something is not happening and you went ahead and did it. What motivates you? What keeps you going? What keeps you going when you experience something that just almost feels like it's ripping your heart out? What keeps you going?
What keeps me going when I run into negative energy? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. And just when you, and just any day, negative energy, because at a time when you might have a negative experience with someone, an organization, or you look at life, but there are also times when that doesn't have to happen, but something keeps you going. What's that source that's keeping you moving?
I have a lot of very strong, positive people in my life, and I feel very empowered by the people that support me, the people that are working with me, like Kathy Grooms, for instance, who has been instrumental in helping to organize Wonderful Women Week, and she created the website and the Facebook page that we have now. And just being involved with her, and I haven't even known her that long, but she is such a positive, empowering person, and I think I have a lot of wonderful women and men in my life, and my connections with people and the positiveness that I get from the people I choose as family, that's what keeps me going. That gives me the strength I can draw on to deal with negative stuff and
that
how
sense,
to work to make the world a better place.
Yeah, the sense of community, right?
Yeah, that's it exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's what we all need. And if we can, to know that whatever we got is good enough. And if we know that whatever we got is good enough and bring that to the community, we get to multiply the fish and the loaf and everybody gets to eat and there'll be more left over rather than, I only got this. I can only do a website. I don't know what else I can do. But if we just trust that what we got is good enough, we'll bring it together and the whole world will benefit.
Yeah, like having a big international potluck.
I know, that's right. Just bring, what do you have in your home? What do you have to give? Jenny, before you go, anything else you want to share with the listeners and, you know, just whatever is bubbling up for you, maybe something you wanted to share but I haven't asked you?
I just be good to each other. Just be kind, be positive, empower each other. And keep talking about the issues that need to be fixed. Keep talking about what needs to change to make the world a better place for everyone.
Yes. And once again, Jenny's website is wonderfulwomenweek.blogspot.com.
Actually, sorry, Annie, can I just correct you? You can just go to wonderfulwomenweek.com. You don't need the blogspot anymore.
Oh, okay,
wonderfulwomenweek.com will get you there.
Okay, there you go. And today in Life Conversations Radio, we're recognizing Jenny Cressman for the work that you're doing, for being part of the healing, for being willing to speak up, and even being willing to have the uncomfortable conversation. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for being an example of what we need in the world, Jenny.
Thank you for talking with me, Addie.
You're very welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. And we need each other. So let's do it now. I'm going to take a break. Let's play some music. Let's do some music. And, you know, human experiences can be messy sometimes. But as I always say, if we're willing to embrace the mess, we'll get the message. And when we get the message, we can be the messenger of love. We can't run from it. We can't run from it. And there's so much going on in the world. And if we start to recognize that the solution to the things we see in the world, we are it. We are the solution. So what are you doing today? Call somebody. Call a friend. Call a mother. Call an aunt today and let her know what she means to you. Tell your sister friend how much you love her rather than compare. I wonder where she get that dress from. Get out of that. Because the minute you do that, you become that you judge. You can't judge someone without getting the impact of that judgment first. So it's time for us all, men and women, to do things differently. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Let's see. What are we going to play? Just a quick music break to drink some water, a bathroom break, a thought break. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
I'm gonna trust the wind to carry me fly.
Fly away, fly to a deep place where love abides, where truth resides. Fly to that place, soar, rise above the smallness, the judgment, the criticism, the discrimination, and recognize that we are one. Here's a nice inspiring quote, which I really totally agree with. There will never be complete equality until women themselves help to make laws and elect lawmakers. There never will be complete equality until women themselves help to make laws and elect lawmakers. Susan B. Anthony. So, ladies, it's time to step up. Mothers, friends, sisters, aunts. Maybe you do belong in the White House, in the Blue House, or whatever house, 10 Downing Street, or whatever, whatever the house is called, wherever you live in the world. It's a, in order to be changed, we have to be that change. Some of us have to step up. We have to be the voice. We got to be willing, male and female, and the time is now. It's time to release the show, and I thank you all. Those of you that are listening to the show right now live, and those of you listening to the show on the archive, because when you are listening, it will be right now. It's Thursday, TGIF. Thank God I'm free. And you can say that any time of the day, of the moment. TGIF, thank God I'm free. Don't wait till Friday to say it. And on Monday, we have Dr. Linda Joy Rose. She's going to be talking about raw fusion living. Recipes for body, mind, and spirit. On Tuesday, we have Carmen Hara talking about holiness, the unity, joining together, recognizing the sacredness of life. Find out more about our upcoming guests and past guests by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And I thank you. I thank you all for listening. I thank you for sharing the show with your friends, people you know. Thank you for keep listening and suggesting, and thank you for emails of inspiration, emails of telling me what you get from this show. I'm so grateful. It's I'm happy to receive. I'm happy to receive. It's nice to hear that the show is having an impact, because as you may know in your own life, sometimes when you're given, you're not quite sure how it's landing on the other side. And so it's always nice to hear and know how it's landing, because what I do from a place of love, of truth, and really it doesn't matter where I am in the world, this is what I'm here to do. But it's a blessing to hear that it's making a difference in your life. Continue to celebrate yourself, celebrate a woman in your life, celebrate yourself, celebrate your daughters, celebrate your sons, and we're in this together. It's a global party. We're all in this together. We all go deep in consciousness and experience love together, or we're all going to go down together. Nobody's going to escape. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be loved. Be true to yourself, and allow the love to flow in, and be loved. Be loved. Let it come in. And let's see. Let's see. I'm looking for what to play. Yeah, let's do this for a minute. A reminder of who we are. All of us. This is it.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, you are. Yes, we are. Release the judgment and embrace the joy. It's time to get out of here. Peace and blessings. I'll see you on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. Vicky Byers-Beckwith. Blessed always. WeLetItBe.com is where you can find out more about her. Peace out.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.